Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment Radio.
Why so serious?
Good evening. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, y'all. I'm trying to make it through today. I am just not myself right now. I'm like up and down. So y'all bear with me tonight. I'm going to get through this, try to be as perky as myself as possible. But what I really want to do is lay it down. I really want to go to sleep. But the show must go on. I can't lay down. I can't go to sleep. I got to play that music. So what I'm going to do for the first 30 minutes, you know what we're going to do. We're going to play that music, and then we're going to talk about addiction. What are you addicted to? You're addicted to all kinds of things. I was about to really go there, but you know what? I'm going to wait until after the hour to make sure them kids are in the bed. So go ahead and get them cocktails ready. Get your drinks. Roll it up. Do whatever you need to do. Chill out. I'm going to be back at 9:30, y'all. Hold tight. This is Back to My Love by Jasmine Meek.
I know. open. You got me dreaming, fiending, wishing, hoping. Just for some time.
I'm a booty, bet you get it, now I shake it like that loves a rainbow gotta be spread around. Open your ears and listen. Listen to what I say. I wanna tell you love is a seed and it's gotta be watered, baby. You should've known that love involves only you and me.
Worse, and I'm certain you're the person that's worth it. Flip the script and reverse it. That's why you so perfect? Couldn't we be here happily ever after? With the laughter, no disasters. Call the pastor, make a toast and put your glass up. Bridesmaids jealous cause your finger razzle dazzle. If you need me, say, I'll be there before you say the man. Instead of making big demands, this is all a fantasy. To me, I say it all depends on if you give me more than what I had and make me fall again, I'm 6'6", make me feel tall again. Grab me by the hand and never let me feel the wrong within. When you ready, say the word and I'll be right up in it. But until that day, I keep on waiting like a flight attendant. Look how long we've been together, but we ain't been together. Tell me this, why you keep on playing these games? I wanna be the one you want, I wanna be the one you need. I wanna be the one that stands in your name. Maybe so, I believe so. It'll feel so, it'll feel so, it'll feel so good.
Let's get the
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. It is Thursday night, and what is today? I think it's the 22nd. I don't know. Everything's just running all together for me. I'm not quite sure what the hell is going on. But in any case, you know what we do. We're chilling out. So I hope you got your cocktails ready. You're chilling. You're relaxing, listening to the show. I'm going to try to give y'all the best of me the best way I can. I am not feeling it today. I'm just totally, absolutely drained. And I didn't do the adequate rest that I needed to do for the day so I can have a really good night. But you know what? I'm going to make it happen. So, you know, in light of a lot of things, a lot of people have been giving up certain things for the week and all that. But before I get started, I want to congratulate our very own Piano Man on his nuptials. He got married over the weekend, and we want to congratulate him. So congratulate you and your wife. All right, so tell me what's going on. What have you given up? Have you given up anything for Lent? Did you? I mean, have you considered it? Have you just failed immediately within time? You know, some people say, you know, I'm going to give this up. All right, y'all. I'm going to share something with y'all. I gave up one thing that I think I'm having some serious withdrawals from, because I think if I went on and just went on and dealt with it, I'll probably be okay. So I think that, you know, with this being day two, I probably need to probably work my way for a good week, and hopefully I'll be all right, because I ain't feeling it. You know, I'm just like, just not, you know, I'm like, shit, I don't feel like being bothered. All kinds of things going on. Y'all hit me up, 646-478-5209. All right, let me go on to the lines here and see who's out here. It looks like the 770. What's up, Mel? How you doing this evening?
No, it isn't.
Hey, babe.
What's going on? We got Mississippi Red and Mel. How y'all doing this evening?
We're doing great.
That's good. So did y'all give up anything for Lent?
He said sex. We ain't having it no way. But I thought that the other topic you had was our addiction.
I mean, yes, I am going to talk about addiction, but, you know, I just kind of went on and wanted to talk about, you know, different topics, but, you know, we can go to addiction. That's not a problem, because, you know, it went, you know, I think it was Buck that posted that about addiction on the board, and it's clear, you know, a lot of people do have an addiction. And I'm telling you, I got one, because I think I'm feeling it right now. It's like y'all just don't understand. Y'all just don't understand. You understand? So let's talk about addiction. You got an addiction that you're trying to kick, Mel? Or you know somebody that's been addicted to something?
I'm addicted to money. I'm addicted to alcohol, and I'm addicted to sex.
Money, alcohol, and sex, the three main things that everyone most likely is addicted to. I mean, that's money, alcohol, and sex. Man, isn't that a song or something like that? I don't know. I have to figure it out.
I don't know. I'm just saying that's what I'm addicted to.
Money, sex, and alcohol. Something like that. I don't know. Y'all hit me up. It's I'm in the chat room, so if y'all want to log into the chat room, lawlessradio.com. When you go to lawlessradio.com, you hit listen and chat. And then I'm out there in the chat room. I'm trying to monitor that as much as possible. I'm trying to perk up as best I can. I don't know. I'm just not feeling it. I just want to lay down. I don't want to go to sleep. Shit. All right. So
you're doing it good,
girl. Huh?
You're doing it good as lawless.
Man, it's lawless. It's lawless. All right. Y'all hold tight. Y'all hold tight. Let me see what else is out here. What's up, Zeke? How you doing this evening?
What's cooking?
It's Thursday night. What you addicted to? You got any addictions you've been trying to clear up?
I'm addicted to breathing.
You addicted to breathing?
Yeah, I can't get rid of that one.
Hell no, I don't want to get rid of that either shit.
I don't have no addictions. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do nothing.
Man. Well,
I have no bad habits.
Well, okay, well, the main question was, and actually Buck had posted out there on the Raw Deal group, was can you really help someone with an addiction, and how can you do it?
It all depends what your addiction is.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, we got the man. Here himself. He's out here. What's going on, Buck?
Oh, I'm just chilling, living lawless. That's all.
Yeah. So, can you really help somebody with an addiction?
You know, I guess it all depends on what the addiction is. Me, myself, I helped myself with my addiction, and I was able to put that shit down and walk away and move on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was just something within me, you know, that this shit really ain't for me.
Uh-huh.
You get to a point where you start selling your merchandise and things and, you know, typewriter, pencil sharpeners and stuff like that. Yes, you got a problem. You got a problem. And it's at first it's up to you. You know, if you can come out of it like I did, all applause to you. But not everybody is as strong as the next person. And trying to help somebody, that's why I posted the question, because I don't think I can help anybody with an addiction. I wouldn't know what to tell them. Hey, man, you got to put it down. You know, that's about as much as I can do, you know, because if they don't care, what's going to come out of my mouth to make them care?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that was my whole reason of posting the question. How do you actually get somebody out of an addiction? Now, I read a post on Facebook from somebody. I mean, she had like a novel. I didn't even know you could post that much on Facebook. But I mean, it was like 10 paragraphs, man. You know, but I didn't get a chance to read it all. But and some of the stuff I read, She was mostly saying about how her buddy is like, I think, 20 years free or something like that, and they just celebrated an anniversary not too long ago, either it was today or something like that. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I really caught out of it was they had a buddy system. You know, I believe I read that much into it. It was a buddy system. You know, I don't know how to do a buddy system. You know, how do I get somebody to respond to me wanting to do a buddy system with them? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, something like Rick James said, cocaine is a hell of a drug. I can't compete with that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to compete with that.
You know, that's right. You know, well, shoot, Mel, and Mississippi Red, they on the line. Mel said she addicted to money, sex, and what you say?
Alcohol.
What you say, Mel?
Money, sex, and alcohol.
Money, sex, and alcohol.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man.
But
hey,
in that order, money comes first. Alcohol last.
But shoot, but money comes first, and then the sex is last.
Right.
Hey.
That brother cash first and then last. What is my brother Tom? Cash first.
How you gonna be addicted to sex living with Mississippi Red?
We not having sex though.
So how you addicted to sex if you're not having it?
Well, you know what? She's practicing self control right now. So this is what she needs to do: to leave the location in which she was having sex, to go somewhere where she's not having sex, so she can fight that addiction. So
she had withdrawals. She had withdrawals now.
Hey, she's looking at him. She don't want to have sex no more.
Oh my goodness! Man. Okay, hold on. Let me see.
Mississippi
want to
talk real quick.
Hold on, Mississippi
want to
talk.
Oh, Lord. Okay, Mel. Yeah.
Okay,
good
go
evening.
Ahead. Good evening.
Good evening.
What's going on, Mr. Dread?
We good.
Okay, that's good. That's good. So tell me, are you addicted to something?
Well, by me being an insomniac, we've always talked about this. You've already heard this story before. I need alcohol to go to sleep and a shot of NyQuil.
Oh, okay, you need wait a minute, hold on. You need alcohol and a shot of NyQuil?
I've told you this before.
Well,
I'm drunk off the top.
You need alcohol and a shot of NyQuil.
To go to sleep.
To go to sleep. Is this an every night occurrence?
Yes.
I've already told y'all that. It's something bothering you with where you need this shot, and is there something on your mind? Is there something in the back of your mind or something in your soul is biting at you or something? I've been to a psychiatrist, and I went to the psychiatric hospital to try to get it cleared up. But as of yet, it has not. If they can give me, like, some Valium and some, what they call that, the orange pill. Seroquel and NyQuil. Seroquel and Valium would do wonders for me.
Damn.
But it didn't
okay.
work in the hospital, so...
Man, I hear folks get addicted to Valium.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, you beat one addiction and you picked up another one thanks
right.
to modern medicine.
Yeah, absolutely.
He gave me some Seroquel and some Valium. So once he gave me some medicine to... wane me off of drinking, and then he gave me one to wane me off of NyQuil. I'm not going to say it didn't work, but I only stayed in the psychiatric hospital for one night because I'm looking at all the other people that in the psychiatric hospital. I'm like, these motherfuckers is really crazy. I said, I don't need to be here. So I stayed there one night. Went right back to my mama's house and said, Mama, I'm out the hospital. Mama had the nerve to tell me, Kevin, they did not release you. You released yourself.
Mm.
And she was right.
Wow. Okay. Hold that thought, Mr. Perez. Let's see what Aunt got to say. Aunt, you fighting an addiction?
No, I beat my addiction already.
You beat your addiction?
Yeah, you know,
how many months have you gone without?
Shit, about a year.
A year?
Yeah, 2 months.
What you were?
No, it's marijuana.
She said it's a marijuana. She already said.
She already know.
Okay. Okay.
Man, but you know what? Yeah, you know what? So how you feel? You think you ever gonna go back?
Man, if I hit that lottery, I'm running back.
Oh my goodness! Oh,
nigga,
you running nigga, back? Huh?
Hey, niggas talking about they're going to buy a house and a car. I'm going to buy about 500 pounds. And they gonna leave the house. Yeah.
You ain't gonna leave it out. You just gonna smoke it up, huh?
Man, just gonna blow. You know, call you at 10:30 and be like, "What you doing?"
No, that's right.
Go ahead,
Mr.
Yeah.
Okay, so once they drop you another time, then you gonna lose that job. No, we gonna have to say about that.
If I hit the lotto, I ain't gonna have no job.
Exactly.
That's gonna be my job, shit.
The point is, when you hit the lottery, there's no point of working. So,
hey,
you know,
I ain't mad at you, bro. I am at ya.
You know, you might as well just go on, hit it and hit it up. You know, do what you can. Shit. Hell yeah.
Hard and heavy.
Man. But you know what? I know a lot of folks are addicted to a whole lot of things.
What's your addiction?
My addiction is weed, and I'm on day two, and I'm about to have a fucking fit.
That's why you're having a bad day.
Patrice, now you're out of the wheelchair with that one. Hey, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Man, it's been, today has been, oh my God. There was nothing I could do to make the day better but go outside. I mean, for real, I'm just giving her space, you know, letting her be, you know what I mean? And I'm supporting her, but I'm supporting her by just going outside, getting away from her. Because, like, the sight of me, just the sight of me is really, man.
There's nothing but marijuana, huh?
let me just go away. She's not feeling good at all.
Man, I'm having withdrawal. I'm sitting here like, man, I feel like I got the shakes and shit. This is serious.
Yeah.
Man, I got a headache, and I'm trying to figure out why do I have a fucking headache.
Hold on. Where y'all at? Do y'all see that Passions commercial where they down in Arizona or wherever they at? I told Mississippi, I said, that's where we need to be.
See. Well, you know what? Charmaine said she's addicted to masturbation.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of people say that. I can't. Yeah, a lot of women too.
I've got a cure for her masturbation. I've got a great cure for that. I mean, I could probably deal with that addiction.
So you got a good. You could be addicted to masturbation. That's not a bad addiction.
That's
I don't think.
It's not a bad addiction, but you know.
You don't really want to be doing that all the time, though. That's the only thing to make it bad.
It's okay if you do. There's nothing wrong with it. But you know, like I say, you know, I can help those.
Well, you know, I can see what you're saying, but you can't do it all the time because, you know, you get immune to it, and then when somebody comes to tighten you up, you know, they probably just can't do it as best as you can after you done masturbated yourself.
Right.
You know,
the pressure you get stretch
marks. Hell, she said she's doing it right now. So, I mean,
about 5 or 6.
And I'm at work. But when
I
come home,
Lynn, tell her we don't believe her. Send her picture.
She listening.
We need video proof.
Send video. But hey, she said, don't tempt her. She got a webcam now. Don't. we'll take the raw deal to a whole nother level.
Like the truth.
Yeah.
Meg can tell you, she can testify with this. She knew I used to suck my thumb way back in the day. Now she suck it for me now.
You got life.
And I ain't got no problem with it.
When a man suck his thumb, he gay.
He gay?
What?
He wanted a little dick in his mouth.
Ain't that a
thing? Oh, my goodness. Ain't that a thing? Man.
Nah, bro.
I'm speechless on that one.
Wait a minute, I'm gonna remember something, Zeke, you posted on your page, something about a woman,
I said, if a woman sucks her thumb as a child, she get bad head when she get grown. Because when you suck your thumb as a child, you just had a thumb in your mouth just sitting there just to know it's there. And when you put a dick in your mouth, you just sit it right there in the mouth. Don't even suck on it. Just to know it's there. So that's what Mississippi Red doing.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
no, I'm going
to thumb in his mouth.
No, she never as a child.
I did.
Man.
And I ain't sucked your dick. This same stuff, you got to clear the hell up. Cause
what you say? Clear. You got to clear the hell
clear
up.
Clear it up. Clear the hell up.
How she going to suck his dick if the hair is in the way?
No.
Damn. You got your dick down there all the time.
She got a party.
Okay, hold, one at a time. One at a time. Y'all can't talk over each other.
Hey,
well, she said she ain't licking nor sucking. So on that note, I'm gonna give y'all some King B. Y'all give me a minute. I need to figure out something because I'm about to go damn crazy. Hold on a second. That was King B, Can't Stop Mine. That was a new cut that he pulled out, and I had to make sure, you know, I wanted y'all to hear that. Can't Stop Mine. King B doing some things, y'all. We got to have him back on the show, interview him, because, you know, he making it happen. All right, so we got Buck out here. We got, let's see, who we got? We got Ann, and we got Mississippi Red, and Mel, and Zeke out here. All right, so we're talking about just pure addiction, and you know, some of us go through our addictions and we get through them. So how do you deal with folks that you know that's like heavily addicted to something? I mean, would you offer them help? I mean, or would you even bother to say anything?
I wouldn't say nothing.
You wouldn't say nothing?
No, kill yourself. All I care is shit. You want to be a dopamine alcoholic? That's on you. I don't care. Kill your motherfucking self. People in my family, my uncle, this motherfucker wait till he gets 70 years old and start smoking crack.
What?
Yeah.
Then he's
That's
all,
like
he's
my
all,
dad.
Shut
my
up,
dad.
Hold on, man. Let me hear what he's had to say. Now, what'd you say? Your uncle what?
My uncle retired from General Motors. He did like 37 years at the plant. This motherfucker wait to get 70 years old to start smoking crack. Then he smoked, well, he probably was smoking before I found out, but he lost everything, house, car, everything. So he comes to me one day, and he said he was homeless. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing homeless? And he needs a place to stay, so I let him stay in this little place I had, a little two-family flat. Tank got his check. Because he was getting a check every month. So I let him stay there. He got his couple days, went bad way, got his check. So he didn't want me to know he was smoking crack. So the guys in the neighborhood, he done went to all of them, and he done told them he was my uncle, and for them to give him credit. So these motherfuckers calling me, talking about, man, your uncle owed me $200-$300, man. He said, for you to give him credit and all that. I said, Uncle, oh, this motherfucker so much of a crackhead now, he done changed his name to Zeke. He done changed his name to Big Zeke. Now he got everybody in the neighborhood looking for his ass, and they looking for me to pay them, talking about your uncle owed me some money. So I say, if somebody addicted to something, kill yourself off of it. I don't give a damn. If you old enough to know better, you should do better.
Right.
So I'm not helping nobody with shit.
That's what's up.
If they know better, they do better.
That's right.
I could see if it was like, you know, somebody young coming up, maybe 19, 20 or something, who ain't really experienced life. But when you get to a certain age and you start a new habit, then you just a dummy. You just dumb.
But you know you can't help. I mean, what's y'all opinion out there? Would you help somebody if you knew somebody was addicted to something? Would you help them get through it?
With me?
Yeah.
I would. It depends on who it is. You know, I'm not gonna put my business out there like that. But honestly, I've did a lot of stuff. And it is one thing that I stopped for one reason. I used to pimp females. And I stopped when I seen her come in with that little baby. The baby didn't have no pamper on. Didn't have no food. And she was just trying to get her next fix. And I stopped. I was like, this ain't right. It wasn't right. I knew it wasn't right. God told me it wasn't right. I helped her and sent her on her way, but I stopped doing what I was doing too. So I don't know if you call it helping somebody with their addiction, but I don't want no parts of it.
I myself, like I said, I don't know how to help nobody. You know what I'm saying? I know how to help myself, and that's what I did. I helped myself. I beat my own addiction, but I don't know how to help nobody. I don't know.
Right, and well, I mean, and that's good. That's cool. You be honest.
Self-preservation is the number one rule of life.
Can't help the world.
You can't help the world. That's right, Mr. Bray. You can't help the world, and the thing is. Is that you have to, you do what you can. And if not, you got to leave it to a professional.
Right. As a school teacher.
They need some help.
As a school teacher, I try to teach my students all the time, you know, like I had one today. She's like, I know I'm rude. I don't care what nobody got to say. I don't give no fuck. I'm just rude. I'm like, sweetheart. But do you not understand that, you know, once you get your education, you can help yourself. You know, you're not going to be able to live with your mama your entire life. You know, mm-hmm. your education, you have to do, at some point in time, get you a job so you can support yourself and your family if you get kids, you know, or not. And she will not listen to me because mm-hmm. she kept telling me, well, you ain't my mama, you ain't my daddy, you can't tell me what to do. And I'm telling them, say, listen, sweetheart, I'm telling you this for your own good. And I try to stop before I get to cuss her ass out because if you cuss me out, I'm gonna cuss you out right back. But when I cuss you out, I got my papers and I got my own crib, my own, you know, responsibilities. At some point, you gonna have to do it yourself. So I'm trying to put some sense into your head before you run out of here. You either gonna graduate with sense or you're gonna drop out with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to tell her. She didn't want to listen to it, so you can only tell people you can't save the world, man.
You can't
save the world.
You can't.
But you know, it's possible.
Right. But yeah. A lot of people try and then they get upset because, you know, when they try to help somebody, they don't want to help. Like that, what's that show? Intervention.
Yeah,
you talk, man, that's some deep shit.
Beyond Scared Straight. Beyond Scared Straight. That's another one.
Well, yeah, Beyond Scared Straight. Yeah. You know what? But the thing is, in my opinion, they ain't scaring them good enough to me. I mean.
Nice.
I'm just saying, you, instead of having you come for a day, you need to leave them motherfuckers in there.
Leave them in a cell with no light, no water, no food, no nothing. Just somewhere.
Leave the ass in there. Man, I was watching Intervention, and it was this mother and her kids. Her kids is just trying to get her to, you know, to be straight, to do what she can. And, you know, this woman ran away. They were trying to, you know, do the intervention, and she left. They couldn't find her nowhere. And then when she decided to go into treatment, she goes into treatment, which I don't think treatment is long enough. 30 days is not long enough. If you've been smoking crack for 10, 15 years, you need longer than 30 days to kick that habit. I'm just saying, you know, because you going to relapse. You know, you need to hold somebody in there, you know, 90 days, 6 months. They need to be completely, you know, away from it. 30 days, hell, shit, you can do a whole lot of shit. You can fake it for 30 days.
Right.
I mean, shit, unreal. I mean.
I told you. My addiction is money. I've been without money and had a lot of money. So, but I chase it. So when I'm without, that's a chase for me because I got to get it. I love it. My other addiction, like I said, was alcohol. I have to mm-hmm. have that. You know, but when I go into the hospital, I mm-hmm. can be in the hospital for 3 weeks at a time and not have a drink. I'm in the hospital. When I get out, I want to get fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
My last sex. I ain't had sex in like 6 months.
Quit lying.
Well,
come on now. Come on
I got about pussy age. I'll say that.
And you got some good in you, too.
Shut up.
But so you know, but yeah, I don't. You know, that's a whole nother discussion. I don't know. You know, is sex actually? You know, oh yeah, it is sex. Oh well.
Right.
You gotta think about it. Like, yeah, it is sex. Shit.
Yeah.
What y'all drinking on? What y'all drinking on over there?
I'm absolute.
I got my glass of Still Reserve.
All right.
Hold on, y'all be over there doing all this drinking and shit, and y'all ain't fucking.
You know what though? But this is my thing. This is my thing on the male and Mississippi relationship. They are good company for each other. They don't necessarily need to be fucking. If you got two drinkers together,
fucking company. I want some pussy.
I mean. Life don't live around pussy.
Hey, listen here, y'all.
Yeah.
Mel do not want y'all to hear the truth, but she knows the truth.
Man, whatever. Kill that noise. Sitting over here. Yeah, you sitting over in here in my crib and you sipping on anything but Kool-Aid or pop.
Uh-huh.
You're bound to get fucked.
Yeah,
it's going down. Panties coming off, huh?
Panties coming off, you know.
Man.
Willie, you don't want to tell
the
truth.
Y'all hear that? Note to self, stay the hell out of Ant's place, because he will fuck you.
Hey, just don't bring no liquor.
Just don't bring
no Kool-Aid and juice.
Kool-Aid and juice. I know you have no intention if you bring those.
Right, you had no intention, ain't shit going down.
Right.
You bring a case of water, I'm going to sip on this water right here.
I won't get no wrong ideas, but if I'm getting drunk, I got all type of shit running through my head.
Man.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I mean, that's why I don't have any female friends. I mean, I really do not have any female friends. I don't want it because I'm married. So, you know, I'm good to go. I don't need no female.
Come on, let's have a drink. Don't be like, what, you drinking nut afterwards? What?
Right, right.
You come over my house
with some liquor, some shit going down.
Right.
I'm just being real with you.
You wake up and be like, what the hell happened?
Nah, shit, I remember every motherfucking thing.
I'm going to too, but
people miss the
work. You need to
make sure.
Never miss no work.
I don't know what happened. Oh, you know what happened. You licked some coochie, that's what the fuck happened. Hey, it's going down. Let's just do what we do. All right, y'all hold tight. This is Fallen King B.
Quite like you got me feeling for your love, baby. Yes, you do. I'ma shout it from the mama know that. The feeling's mutual with a hook, I'm in the face. Because of you, I know that family matters. And we ain't gotta be the Winslow. But I will follow you, mommy. Look, and it was a Winslow. It's so long, it ain't a part. And I ain't going nowhere. I've been wrenching from the start. Trying to make it my business to keep a place down in your heart. I'm trying to make memories, baby. Remember Costa Rica, it was me and you, lady. I be Tarzan, you can be Jane. I love the way you spontaneous and in the role playing. I'm ready, not action. Tell them to roll cam. I'ma love you with a passion, mommy. Look, no handcuffs.
All right, all right. I am back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Support your local come up. All right. I am trying to make it through the next 45 minutes. That's what I'm going to do. And as soon as I do that, I'm going to lay it down because I'm tired. I'm stressed. I don't know, going through withdrawals. I don't know what the hell is going on. Hell, I sat here and drank the whole cup of coffee at 9:30 at night. Shit. And I'm sitting here like, damn. All right, so I got everybody back on the line. So, yeah, I'm sitting off charge, off coffee, and it finally hit me. The headache has subsided. I had to take an aspirin or something so I wouldn't have this headache anymore. But it's some serious shit. Don't know if I'll do this again.
Called DTs.
It's called DTs.
Yeah.
It was a choice of giving that up or giving liquor up. And since I am going to Las Vegas in 2 weeks, I thought maybe the liquor wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, okay. You know what? When you said that to me, I didn't understand what you meant by it. But, okay, yeah, I understand now, yeah.
So I'm just going to get sloppy damn drunk in Vegas. Well, no, because I was watching that Vegas show last night. I don't get too damn drunk. But it's going to get close. Shit. I'm having damn fun. And stay in Vegas. And I was sitting here thinking, I'm like, man, I'm going to be in Vegas on a Thursday night. So, you know, we may be live from Las Vegas. Man.
With a whole bunch of noise in the background.
With a whole bunch of noise. I'm going to be on the strip. Hey, y'all.
All right. Don't fall, girl. Don't fall. And I'm here.
I'm gonna get my tablet and my phone, and I'm gonna log into the switchboard and play the music, and we're gonna be on Fremont doing it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hitting people down the street. You know, give a shout out to Lawless Radio. Lawless Radio is gonna hit the Vegas. That's what we're gonna do. Lawless Radio in Vegas.
There we go.
Gonna put it on the map. By the time I leave there, they're like, damn, we need to find out where this Lawless Radio is.
Damn,
right.
Shit,
that's what's
it's
up.
Lawless, baby, it's Lawless.
I know that's right.
It's Lawless. You got to do it up. What happened in Vegas, stay in Vegas, unless you there with me.
Other than that, man.
That'd be messed up. You know what? Just to have all of us that's on the phone right now, all of us together in Vegas. I think what was that show we was watching last night, Buck? Vegas Strip.
Yeah. Somebody going to jail.
Somebody
can't let her in jail. Somebody can't let her in jail.
We bothered each other out, though. Somebody's going to have to post the bond. Come on.
I'm telling you, somebody going to jail, they're going to be hitting the back of that paddy wagon, and it's happening.
It's happening.
I love me some mail,
Catrice.
You like it's a mail. We're going to
meet y'all there. We're going to meet you in Buck there.
You going to meet us there?
We're going to try to meet you in Buck there in Vegas.
All right.
Just let me know what the try to go to the I want to go to the Lexa.
To the Lexa?
Wait. Meet us where? Lexa.
He want to meet us in Vegas.
No, I don't like. No,
yeah,
listen,
Vegas.
Listen. No, listen. I don't like. You know, I don't like.
Elevator.
Right. She already know that. I don't. I'm very claustrophobic. But at least the Lexa.
He has OCD.
The Lexa and that too. The Lexa, at least I can see where I'm going. I don't like the Vegas to close on me, and I don't see where the hell I'm going. I don't see what floor I'm on. And if it gets stuck and it start dropping, the cables break, and then I'm going to break my neck. At least I'm going to know what floor I'm on.
and everybody else can see me, the Glass Vaders, I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Let's do it to Lexa.
Please.
The Lexa. All right, well, you know, we'll be there on the 10th. We'll be there a whole week, so you, you know,
was
y'all make it when you can.
He's
trying to disaster
move, man.
What'd you say?
No, he's trying to disaster move. He's going up and dark and on fire. And that's like one of them sci-fi movies I just watched.
Oh, my goodness. He's talking about the damn
movie. I
don't
like Vegas.
Have you ever been to Vegas?
Yes, I stayed in the Stratosphere.
Oh, there's...
And I didn't even take... And I stayed on the 14th floor. I didn't even take the elevator. I just walked up... Like, I don't know, like 30 flights of stairs just to get to my room. I do not like elevators. I'm claustrophobic. I've told everybody, if I'm dead, y'all put me in the casket, stick a big, long dagger in me just to make sure that I'm dead because I do not like, I'm claustrophobic.
You're claustrophobic? Y'all like tight, closed spaces?
But you want to
know I do
not.
Hold on, babe. Hold on.
In the casket.
The trees. Hold
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
My business to take care of. We trying to buy this club, right? And so he take me downtown. He would not get on the elevator.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he wouldn't
even
get on it.
Did you walk the stairs, Mississippi Red?
No. Because you couldn't get to it from that part. You had to get on the elevator. And he's like, no.
I do not like that.
Where you go far between the crack?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
me and Mel will be there in April with y'all. With you.
Well, we ain't going to be there in April. You be by yourself.
Nah. Nah, shit. I mean, well, happy vacation, baby.
Man,
I really do have claustrophobia. Bad.
Well, how
I mean,
do you fly? How do you fly? Flying's in a tight spot.
I ain't got no. The elevator is enclosed tight spaces.
Mhm.
I can fly. I mean, if you give me an airplane, I can look out the window. I can see where I'm going.
Okay.
But in the elevator, I can't see shit unless we're going to the Lexa.
Okay.
Because you know they have glass elevators. At least I can see where I'm, what floor I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
I can look out of it.
Okay.
But I don't...
I'm
a...
Somebody else got a comment, please. Thank you.
Man, hey, well, you know what? I know a few folks that was scared of elevators, and all they did was just take the stairs. It was this girl where I used to work. She would never take the elevator. She would always walk up the 14 flights of stairs every day.
What?
And one guy came by my desk and said, "That's a funky bitch every day." She walked up the stairs, 14 flights of stairs, and I just like, damn, okay, shit.
I ain't got no problem with that.
You ain't got no problem with it.
Walking up 14 flights, I did that at the Stratosphere. I told you that.
Man.
Yeah.
All right, y'all hit me up. What's y'all addiction? 646-478-5209. What else y'all want to chat about? We got another 30 minutes left. Anything on your mind? You want to get off your chest?
You hear me?
Yes. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hear Catrice.
I hear you. Talk.
My addiction is Donnie Williams songs.
Oh, you Donnie.
I get some running, some running.
Donnie,
man. And my other addiction is. My other addiction is
Mel Lawless.
This my baby.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And normally turn to your baby when you're drunk. Oh, I just love her. I love that small bitch right there. Yeah.
My dick is Mel Lawless.
I ain't gonna be your baby if you don't want to give up no pussy.
She ain't gotta give up no pussy in front of real baby. I mean, shit. They ain't fucking.
Hey.
And she better rape her ass.
Hold up.
Oh my goodness.
Sweet. Let me tell, can I?
Go ahead.
I'm
go ahead.
Still on myself, but let me tell Zeke this.
Mm-hmm.
How thick is your nut?
What?
How thick? All right,
next question.
Okay, all right. On that note, we're going to go ahead and give you Donnie Williams and give you everything. You signed up on that shit. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Coming home from school, seeking things for you, trying to do the things that a man should do, spending quality time, going to the movies, holding hands in the park, to win, to dark, holding you around town, with the rag top down, down, the wind is in your hair, all the ladies stop and stare, wishing they were you, telling me what to do, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you.
Give you what you want. This is running.
For my big break to come today or tomorrow.
even though I'm smiling, the sun's not shining inside my soul. My heart is crying out. Ooh, yeah. I keep on running. I keep on. Cause she's not here anymore. And when he got the news, oh, he just hit the floor in search for an answer to his prayer, praying that someday when he got out, she'll be there. But now, oh, my head up high, head up high. It will. But until that day, let's be stressed and know it's rain. God will make a way. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. So to everyone that's going through something, hold your head up high.
This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Y'all make sure y'all check out all of our personalities every Monday night. That is Sherm the Man with, Game Time every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. Then you have the Chairman TL every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. with Grit Grind. Yours truly, right here at the Raw Deal, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we ended the week off with So Ambitious every Friday night with Independent Fridays at 8 p.m. Y'all make sure you check us out. Check out the lawlessradio.com website. Big things are coming up. We're doing the things, we're doing what we do. Support our local come up. Tell all your friends about Lawless Radio. Make sure they join our fan page. on Facebook. You know how we do. We just kind of make it happen and do what we do. We have grown as a Lawless family. It is something else. I mean, people say, hey, you know what? Lawless. I heard Lawless. That's what's up. Positive things happen. Positive things prosper. That's how we do. All right, y'all. We got Mel and Zeke and Buck and, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We got a new caller on the line. 7941 number. Who's this on the line? Uh-oh. Hello?
It's Robin.
What's up, Robin? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful, 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 wonderful. You know, we're trying to get through our evening. You know, have you been listening to the show?
I just got on studying to finish up my paper this due Sunday.
There you go. Well, you know what? We were talking about addiction. You know anybody that's been addicted to anything? Have you fought addiction before? And how have you overcome it?
Well, let's see. My older sister was addicted. So it was a lot of prayer and interventions for her.
Yeah, did the intervention work for her?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
It did. Okay. But she got clean.
She got clean.
Yeah, she's been clean for over 20 years now.
Oh, you know what? That's what's up. You know, I mean, you know, a lot of folks, they're still out there, you know, have lost their homes, have done all kinds of things, and you know, that's what's up. Hold tight,
yeah.
Hold tight, Robert. We got us another call on the line. 816 number. Who's this? This is Catrice. Who's this on the app?
No, this is Mel's husband. What's up?
How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. How y'all doing?
I'm wonderful, 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 wonderful. We're talking about addiction. You ever been addicted to anything?
Nah. The only thing I do is I bowl, though, if you want to call that an addiction.
Oh, okay, you was bowling last Thursday. You bowling this Thursday, too?
Yeah, I bowl every Thursday.
Every Thursday. So what's your...
You in the league?
You in the league?
Yeah, I'm in the league.
Okay.
I earned 220 average.
Oh, shit, that's what's up, man. Hell, I can't. I want to make sure I'm
on it.
I want to stand next to you.
Hi, Leon. What's up, babe? What's up?
What's up? I'm on the phone for a little bit. I got a bowl and stuff, so what's going on?
I'm good.
Damn. So we're having a family affair here. You got to remember, 10:30.
Right. I
want to
know what he has to say. Go on and get it off your chest.
Okay, what you got to say?
I got it off my chest last week. I'm like... You don't want to be down there, this man holding you down there, checking your car every day because he's scared you're going to leave. She's going to leave regardless anyway. That's the only thing I got to say. He's soft. He's trying to keep a woman down there that don't want to be with him.
Okay, since you said that, let me say this.
Well, you sound like you got slobber in your mouth, man. Talk straight.
Okay.
Put him on.
Wow.
Like you got a dick in your mouth or something. Your mom is still paying the rent on your house.
Are we gonna have a domestic issue on the air?
You can't even pay rent. That's your mama's house, nigga. Straight out.
Okay. All right. Hold tight. We're gonna be right back. Just hold on. Hold tight. Who's this? Big Daddy Almighty. How you doing this evening?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. You know, I'm just tripping on this conversation. I just tuned in before you went on your last break. I ain't never heard a man ask another man how big is his balls. What the fuck kind of shit is that? What kind of shit is that? You know,
I was trying to play music, hoping y'all would forget that shit. But
no, I had to push one D, and I was like, okay, I wasn't gonna call in, but how the hell are you gonna say that shit over the radio on Lawless, and everybody can hear this shit? You don't ask a man no shit like that. What the fuck is his problem?
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Yeah,
do
okay.
He
yeah,
have a, do he have an addiction? Addiction? You know, if that's his addiction, wonder what, how big another man's balls are.
That's right, man.
Nigga, you need help, nigga. You need help bad. You need help
man.
Bad.
I was shocked by the question, in which I was shocked maybe y'all would have remembered, but thank you, Big Daddy.
Oh, your ass hurried up and went to the song, like, okay, let me call King.
Man.
I know my husband is still listening, but the thing that he does not understand is it is what it is. I love you, babe, but it's much. I love you, man. He's a motherfucker to have.
You want to be down there? I made a mistake. All you got to do is come back. We've been.
You made a mistake.
You made a mistake.
For 3 years. We've been married for 11 years. That ain't no mistake.
A white bitch at that. You left your family for a white bitch. Don't forget to tell them. Why are you trying to tell them all over the world?
You better go home. You ain't getting no pussy now. Watch you stand down there.
Okay.
Y'all serious about this? Y'all need an intervention together. Do we all need to be in a room together in a big circle?
I got that.
I was
will whoop his ass, guaranteed.
Hey,
come down
here. You know what? Tough guy talking my own distance.
Y'all let it out. I got another 15 minutes. Y'all be all right.
She don't even want to be down there with this nigga. This nigga up here holding her car. Hey, ma'am.
This is entertainment. So we got mail up there. We got the
husband. You don't got to have to do a chain of robot, nigga. Chain of robot.
I
want to be down there with that loser?
Now. Hold on a second. Y'all need to work that out together. I'm gonna bring y'all back. Just give me one moment.
Paranoia ain't
All right, y'all, I am back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take this time. Let's see. Mel, you there? Mel, where you at, girl? Mel's husband, what is your name?
Leon.
Hi. All right, Mel, you there? Okay. All right.
She don't want to be up there with this motherfucker.
Okay.
He ain't about,
go ahead. Speak your mind.
He ain't about nothing. You want to stay up there, ma'am?
Hi.
You want to stay up there?
You want this to be nationwide?
What? Hey, y'all, listen. Let me tell you.
Do you want to stay up there? You said you've been wanting to come home.
How long have we been married? How long have we been married? Say that.
11 years. Going on 12.
Say what you did.
We were one bitch.
This is between him and her. Okay.
Well, she didn't tell me. She gave me the whole story.
You don't know the whole story, man.
Okay, hold on.
It sounds like he got a dick in his mouth. What's wrong with him?
Okay, hold on. I need you all to not do the insult. So if you want to put this on the air, I have the capability. I have, you know what? If you want to talk, this is what I do for a living. So if y'all need somebody to work this out for y'all, I am willing to do that. Okay. Y'all need to talk.
She say he take her car every day and stuff and everything. He don't want her to leave and stuff. She gonna leave. She gonna get back here with her kids. Regardless, he ain't doing nothing for her. He's an alcoholic. That's all he is. He's supposed to be a school teacher. All he do is drink. His mama take care of him. Ask him if that his house. His mama's house. He a grown man. He don't own nothing. How you gonna do something for anybody? He only got no kids. No woman really wanted his ass. He got an older woman.
Go ahead, Mel. Go ahead, Mel. Talk.
Leon, how much stuff have we owned? You know I'm a go-getter. You know I do what I do. But still, and I take care of our kids. So let's get that out the way. Because you're calling in and just talking nonsense.
It ain't about nothing. Didn't you say you want to come home? He be trying to argue with you and talk about me? You want to come home. Hold on, I got a ball.
Okay, listen. Here's the thing. Y'all take down this number. 1-866-687-9997. It's about you and me, LLC. If y'all want to have a deep conversation to work that out, y'all call me and I will help you do what I need to get y'all work this out. Either you're going to be together, you're going to be apart, you're going to move back home, you're going to do what you need to do. Hold on a second. Okay? Now, when you bring your personal life onto a nationwide avenue, there is some serious things going on and you need to work those out. Okay? And doing it on the air probably is not the best way to do it because everybody is very sensitive to what is going on, okay? So, if y'all need to work that out, y'all can conversate. Mel, you know how to get in touch with me, okay? And we can work all this out and figure out what the solution is so y'all won't be on the air trying to figure out and calling everybody names and all this, so you can get this all worked out. Okay?
Right.
All right.
Oh, Greg.
All right.
Hello?
Now, yeah.
I'm back on here.
Okay. While you was bowling, I had offered a suggestion that you all can come talk to me, because this is what I do for a living, and so you can work this out. Now, whichever way, everybody makes a decision and the choices that they do. So there is a reason why Mel decided she wanted to go where he is.
She don't want to be down there with him.
Okay,
you want to be down there with him, ma'am?
She is there.
I'm on here. I'm on the line. You can hear it.
You'll hear.
I was married 11 years until you decided to mess around with the white bitch. Like
white
I said. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Are you
she's not coming back. She's going to be up here with me. We're going to get married. And once she get, she's going to
get her. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to get
her.
I'm going to adopt Noe. Once we get married,
I will kill you, dog. That's my daughter.
Okay, hold on a second. I put everybody on mute. Okay, everybody but Buck. But let me run something down to y'all. That right there, we can't do that. Okay, you can't be talking about nobody else. This is a serious situation. There's nothing to be played with. Like I said, I have offered my services. We are going to take this off the air. If you all want to help with your domestic issues and what we need to do so you can figure out.
No,
Mississippi Red, I need you to be quiet.
Okay? Tell him the same thing also.
I need both of y'all to hush. Okay?
Yeah, one of us can understand, the other one you can't.
This is a serious situation, and it all needs to be worked out, and y'all need to work it out. And it does not need to include a man. This is a male and a Leon situation. All right, y'all.
I told him he needed to get himself
out of it. With that said, this is a male and Leon situation, Mississippi Red. I love you to death, but you need to stay out of the situation between this married couple, and so they can work that out.
Okay.
That's why you ain't getting none, nigga. You'll never get none. Go to bed by yourself. Jerk off yourself.
Oh my God. All right,
this ain't Maury.
Jerk off yourself.
This is not Maury. We done turned into Raw Deal with Catrice, the Maury episode on a Thursday night. Okay.
Go jerk off, man.
I can hear you. You've been on the air. Speak.
I just said, why would you keep letting him talk, but you will not let me talk? They are no longer married. They are divorced.
Whatever.
11-year
marriage. Where am I at now?
Hold on. I had to put Leon on mute because y'all over talking each other. Go ahead, Mississippi Red. What did you have to say?
I was trying to tell you, you let him talk, speak his piece.
Mississippi Red, stop acting like a child and talk.
They are divorced. They are no longer married.
Okay.
They had an 11-year.
Mississippi Red.
They had an 11-year marriage. They are divorced.
Mississippi Red.
I hear you.
Okay, if a man is calling into a radio show to talk to his wife or his ex-wife, she needs to speak. You need to stay out of it. Okay, hold on. When she makes her decision and what she wants to do, wherever it is that she's going to be, that would be the final decision. But you have no say in that. None.
She's already made it.
But if you know what? I don't think she already made it because Mel is quiet. Put it on the phone, Mel. How do you feel?
Silence is golden.
Okay. Listen, so that is where I'm getting at. And see, you're not.
My husband cheated on me. I left.
Okay.
All right. I'm with Mississippi here. We are basically roommates. No, we don't fuck.
Roommates. That's it.
Yeah.
He's trying to make it out more than that. She don't want you, fella. You a roommate. You like a big brother. What's up, bro? You can be my big brother, Mississippi. You need a hug, Mississippi.
Okay.
She just said y'all roommates. That's it.
Okay, so it's very clear.
Hold up. Do Mississippi know what a roommate is? Can we explain that to him on the air? Or is he too dumb for that? Can we explain it to you, Mississippi?
Okay, hold on. Now, Mel, let me ask you a question. Leon, you need to hold on tight. Mel, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree that this is a situation that needs to be worked out between you and him, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
We've been going through the process, but I'm here. I needed a break.
Okay,
and I need to do other things in my life. Yes, I do care for Mississippi. Do me and Mississippi have sex or anything like that? No. Do we coexist? Yes. If you don't know what coexisting means, then you're not on my level. You know, we do business, and we do a lot of other things that boggles my mind. My husband, he said, initially, he fucked up. He fucked up royally, though, and he knows that.
Okay. So I suggest what you all should do, and that is up to you, is to call me later, or you can inbox me, and I can help you through your little situation, because this right here has gone into one big point, and we need to, Mississippi Red, no harm or no foul, but you need to be removed from the situation so the two of them can work whatever it is they need to work out.
Tell him not to cry now. He might start crying on the air, though.
Now, Leon, I need you to chill out.
You know what? When he said something about my daughter, if y'all could arrange it when we get in the ring, I would beat the shit out of him talking about my daughter. He don't know nothing about my daughter at all. He was wrong for that.
That's why
I want to fuck him up. Like
I understand. They can't defend themselves now because they have left the ass.
I thought about coming down there and whooping his ass, straight out. But he ain't gonna come out the house. He gonna call the police with his bitch ass.
Well, okay.
You hear him, Mississippi?
Well, I'm sorry, Leon. They have left. They hung up. Okay.
I'm just saying. She said she don't want to be down there with him. She said she's ready to come back home. He takes her car and everything when he go to work, but she won't leave him. I think he'd be doing something to her. And then when she get out there, I think he'd be trying to hit her or choke her or something. He'd be doing something to her.
Right.
But she do.
And you know what? And our listeners agree. You know, he did overstep his boundaries, and our listeners do agree with that. So, I understand why you are upset. Okay? I do.
Yeah, because he don't know nothing about the situation. Then he going about my daughter, they're going to get married. She never said once she wanted to marry him. She said they ain't even together. They roommates. You see what this man's saying?
Yeah.
He's saying they're together. She's like, we roommates. She's making that clear.
Right.
But he don't understand that. If you with somebody, y'all gonna be doing everything, having sex and everything. She don't want that with him.
Right.
She texts me every day. I want to come on. I send her some money down there, $1,600. And he drives a car. I think he'd be messing the car up on purpose. But she won't come back. Know what I'm saying?
I feel you. All right, so what we're gonna do, I'm just asking you all, you know, I would like to take this off the air, and I would like to just have, you know, you need a mediator. You need somebody that's not in the middle of the situation to really help y'all work this out, okay, if it wants to be worked out. So,
if you can get Mississippi, he's trying to control her, saying stuff and everything. And I'm like, he shouldn't be saying nothing because he don't even know what's going on.
Understandable. All right, y'all, we are out of time. It is 11:01. Leon, again, I am offering my services to you and Mel. Y'all can contact me individually or together, and we can work this situation out. That is totally up to y'all. What I would like to do, tell everybody, thank you for calling in to the Raw Deal on Lawless Radio. It always ends very interesting, and tonight has ended very interesting. Like I always say, y'all got to get it hot before you get it wet. This is Catrice. You've been listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I'm out. We'll be right back.
It goes boom, boom. I can feel it in my chest. The beat is pumping so hard. I think I'm running out of breath. It goes boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now. It's getting crazy up in here. The crowd's about to go wild. It goes boom, boom. I can feel it in my chest. The beat is pumping so hard. I think I'm running out of breath. It goes boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now. It's getting crazy up in here. The crowd's about to go wild. It goes boom. It's getting crazy tonight. We're underneath the strobe lights and maybe flashing for flashing for flashing boom. We getting dizzy in here. Just keep the music playing, for playing, playing all night. It goes boom. So put your hands in the air, and if you don't give a care, we gon' be dancing all night. It goes boom. Time ticking down as the beat drops, ain't no stopping it. Girl, cause the music's already lit. Chest, the beat is pumping so hard. I think I'm running out of breath. It goes boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now. It's getting crazy up in here. The crowd's about to go wild. It goes boom, boom. I can feel it in my chest. The beat is pumping so hard. I think I'm running out of breath. It goes boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now. It's getting crazy up in here. The crowd's about to go wild. It goes boom. I'm going bonkers tonight, just keepin' moving tonight, like we've been doing, just doing, just doing, boom. You better give me some space, cause I've been losing it, losing it, boom. Check out the ladies in here, I hope I make myself clear. You know I love it, but love when I see them. Drop it low, drop it, drop it, drop it low. Drop it, drop it, drop it low. Drop it, drop it, drop it low. It goes boom, boom. I can feel it in my chest. It goes boom, boom. I can feel it in my chest. I can feel it in my chest. Getting crazy up in here. Getting crazy up in here. I can feel it in my chest. It goes boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now.